The Serengeti Banquet. Swept off the dinner plate by a cough, Jack runs stark naked across the table, hides behind the fruit basket, and quakes. The choking lion is handed a napkin. A brief gap of silence, and Jack walks into a grape. All is still, but then a sense of being lifted. Another lion holds the grapes above his gaping jaws, a la Caesar, and starts sucking them down one by one. Jack holds on till he's the only grape wafting. Then a huge pull of gravity, and he is sucked in. Finding a space between his molars, Jack pries himself out of his hungry black lips. Now back onto the table, drying himself off, he starts to run again. The youngest lion, seeing all this, gleefully opens his mouth at his end of the table. Jack quickly looks over his shoulder, not knowing he's running into another trap. Up a velvet tongue, the lion gulps him down with each step he takes. He stops, feeling puzzled, and lights a match. Horrified of laying inside a lion's stomach, he drops the match and scurries back up his gullet. The kid smells smoke, which stimulates his penchant to sneeze. Jack's foot is stuck in his voice box, but he stays calm, aware that he'll be nothing but a blur in the garden of lions. Thankfully, Jack wasn't to death. He whisked across the table and grabs another napkin to mop his brow. Feeling the breeze in his hair, he shuts his eyes, only to sigh his freedom away once more. For not too far ahead is a black panther, tail straight up, legs akimbo, anus wide open.